This goes to Dr. T, like Tom, H-A-R-U, M like Mary, A-R-A-J-A-H, fax 989-772-6784, and Dr. Sudeep, S-U-D-E-E-P, Mohan, M like Mary, O-H-A-N like November, fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Thomas, middle initial P like Paul, Olds, O-L-D like David S. Date of birth, 9/23/1949. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Olds, who was sent by his previous primary care provider for elevated creatinine levels over the last 2 years with a progressive increase. He states he's feeling well today. He does not have any current symptoms of chronic kidney disease. He does live alone and did have to get a ride to get to Elma today for this visit. He denies dizziness or syncopal episodes, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic edema in his lower extremities, but he doesn't take any type of water elimination medication and doesn't feel like they're much of a problem. They don't get worse. He's had no history of blood clots in legs or lungs, no history of liver disease, no problems urinating, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood visualized in the urine. He is hard of hearing. He does have chronic constipation and takes medication to control that. He's been overweight for many, many years. He does have joint pains, and he does not require oral pain medications to control that. Past medical history is significant for gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, a history of a TIA without residual effects, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease, coronary artery disease, obesity, constipation, and he's hard of hearing, requiring hearing aid use. Past surgical history, he's had a two-vessel CABG in 2007. He's had bilateral total knee replacements. Those were done one at a time, and he had right knee surgery after he fractured his patella as a child. Social history, the patient lives alone. He's a retired bartender. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs, and he is a non-smoker. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and type 2 diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he has no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day, Pepcid, 20 milligram daily, Lisinopril, 30 milligram daily, Zocor, 80 milligram daily, Benefiber powder daily, and Colace, 100 milligram every other day. He's not taking any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 67 inches, weight 305 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 62, pulse 63, and oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no JVD, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, soft. No hepatosplenomegaly, no palpable masses, and no ascites. Extremities, he does have 3 to 4 plus edema starting in his ankles and going up to his knees. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. Pedal pulses are 1 to 2 plus bilaterally with brisk capillary refill. And no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 25th of 2022. At that time, creatinine was 1.5 with estimated GFR of 47. and it was the highest it had been compared to previous labs. August 20th, 21, creatinine 1.5, GFR 55. March 16th of 2021, creatinine 0.75, that's greater than 60. 6/11 of 2020, creatinine was 1.3 with GFR 55. And March 25th of this year is sodium 136, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 21.3, calcium is 9.8, albumin is 4.3. And then August 21st of 2021, July 26, 2021, we have a hemoglobin of 15.3 with a normal white count and a normal platelet. I have a urinalysis from July 26th of last year also that showed negative protein and a trace of blood. We don't have a kidney ultrasound or any CAT scans of the abdomen for review. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-term hypertension. This also may be secondary to his obesity, which causes a hyperfiltration injuries to the kidneys. He has the chronic edema of the lower extremities. If that becomes any worse, it would be certainly appropriate to try a low dose of Lasix, 10 to 20 milligrams 2 to 3 times a week, and possibly to titrate down the lisinopril if the Lasix is added. Blood pressure is currently very well controlled, and the patient right now is willing to avoid salt, as he has been doing in his diet, and to limit fluid intake to 64 ounces in 24 hours. We would like to continue to follow renal chemistries every 3 months, and we're going to repeat them now. And they are not fasting, so he'll be doing them this week. And he'll have a follow-up visit in the Mount Pleasant office within the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.